It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks for joining us today, folks. So a lot of breakups going on. There's Janet Jackson.
Whoa.
I was like, Justin Jackson. Janet Jackson's breaking up with her man, who's a billionaire.
Yeah, I didn't know he was so rich either.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, when you're Janet Jackson, you don't date anyone
not
a billionaire.
I would think that you would, because you're the one that has all the money. You can just date whoever.
No, women always... No. Women, it doesn't matter how much money a woman has. She always wants to date a man with more money than her.
That because, is so extremely untrue.
No, that is 100% true.
That's not true.
Women want to go out with men
you
who...
You would maybe prefer, or you would like let it would be a cool bonus, but it's not like you go out of your way to date somebody that makes more money than you.
Yeah, you do. Women.
No, you don't. You're speaking for every woman like you're every woman in the world.
You are too. You're not every woman in the world.
No, I'm just saying like that. I know. Obviously, there's different people who want different things.
Janet Jackson dating a billionaire. Why? Because she has $175 million. Mariah Carey dated a billionaire. Why? Because she has $500 million.
That girl that's with David Spade.
The girl that's with David Spade.
Oh, what was? Oh, she's like 30. He's like 56.
Well, she's just a gold digger. But I'm saying it doesn't matter how rich and successful.
She's rich too.
Yeah.
Whoever she
is. Is she?
But yeah. doesn't he? I would assume he has more money.
Is she David Spade rich?
Naya Rivera.
Naya Rivera. Remember?
Oh, David Spade's got way much money. Way more money.
Way much money.
Way much money. Way more money. I'm just saying that women always, for whatever reason, want the man to have more money and buy more stuff for them. That's just my personal experience.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that doesn't mean just because a guy has, like, a woman. Like, she makes enough money, she doesn't need the guy to make money.
I'm not saying she needs the guy to make money. I'm saying she wants the guy to make money. You want a guy. You don't want to be with some loser who's, like, dependent on you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I don't want to pay for all of your crap, but
right.
Like, I don't think it means, like, I'm not dating someone who makes a ton more money than me. In fact, the opposite. I just feel like I
meant to talk to you about that, Megan.
But like that, my point is that that doesn't matter to me. Like I don't care about you if you make like a gazillion more dollars than me. This wouldn't be like a make or break thing. That's all.
I'm just saying. According to Janet Jackson and Mariah Carey, though, you know that seems to be.
Saying I don't understand why they need to date these rich dudes because they're already making so much money. They have enough money on their own.
It's not that they need to date. The other thing is too, when you're a rich woman, it's very difficult to date a guy who has less money than you because they're not going to understand you. Mm-hmm. Whereas like a rich guy, like a billionaire,
that's true,
will understand.
That is true.
Right. Like if you have $175 million to a billionaire, you're just like an average, ordinary, middle class person. Okay. So they'll just treat you normal.
Yeah.
But if you have $175 million and you're dating a guy who makes like $575 an hour,
yeah,
that guy,
they'll be like, whoa.
Recipe for disaster, mark my words. 340-95-95, 800-475-9595. Ladies, prove to Megan that you always wanted, no matter how successful you are, you always want a man who makes more money. Even a mindset thing. Hey, Derek, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Hey,
So I generally agree with you that, you know, women want to date men that make more money, but what's up with J-Lo?
What's up with
what
J-Lo?
About her?
You mean Janet Jackson?
No, J-Lo. Because she dated, like, that Maxim dancer guy from, I'm sure she has more money than him.
Oh, the backup dancer, yeah.
Her little Casper ghost guy. So what's up with that?
Now she's dating A-Rod.
Yeah, he's way richer than she is.
Is he?
She was waiting for everyone.
Right, and that's a great point because she dated Olani Noah or whatever. She dated all those deadbeats, and the only really successful relationships she had were Ben Affleck, right? P. Diddy.
I mean, not really because they're not together anymore.
But
can't really say that's a successful relationship.
Okay, so fine. So now she's dating A-Rod, and he's filthy rich.
Right, but I'm saying like obviously for her it doesn't matter how much money you make. She just liked the person.
Remember when she dated P. Diddy?
No, I don't, but...
You don't remember?
Not really.
And she wore the green dress to the Grammys, and then he threw the gun out of the car, and she was, like, implicated?
Yeah, that was a long time. Like, that was, like,
right, but he also
though.
Made a lot more money than she did. Hey, thanks for calling. John from Lake City.
Hi, how do you do?
Hey, we're good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine and dandy, Mark.
Oh, good. John, what did you want to say?
Well, I get this thing about women wanting to date men for whoever's got the most money. But see, the truth of the whole thing is money shouldn't even be a factor because all that's going to do is get in the way. Because if you can do for yourself and if she can do for yourself, y'all don't need each other for each other's money. Y'all should only be together for what really matters, the love that you have for each other in each other's hearts.
That is true, John. But what I'm telling you is not that it's not that Janet Jackson needs money, so she's going to go find some rich dude. She don't need any money.
Right.
What she needs, though, what she needs is a guy who understands her position, and she's in a position that very few dudes understand. So it's going to be easier for her to get with a billionaire than it is for her to get with somebody who makes minimum wage.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But see, what I'm looking at here is the money thing is, well, and this is what I see every day out here. Well, she's got money, so I'm going to get with her. I've seen it on the other hand, well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got money, but all the girls want me because I got money. They don't want me. They want my money.
Right.
Why money shouldn't even be in the picture at all.
Well, look, a gold digger is going to dig gold no matter what. That's not what we're talking about.
It just
depends
on the person, like what's more important to you. Like it's more important for you to be financially secure with the person you're with and that you want them to take care of you, then that's fine. No judgment. I'm just saying not all women feel that way.
It's more a security thing, though. Like you want to feel secure in your relationship. You want a guy who's going to protect you when a guy hits on you in a bar. You want a guy who's going to make sure that, you know, you feel safe, and financial security is a big part of that.
Yeah, but some women feel like they can have that without having the dude be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy doesn't have to be, like, balling out of control.
I'm not saying balling out of control. I'm just saying he has to be able to support you financially if, God forbid, something happened. And when you're Janet Jackson, let's say, oh, my God, the IRS wipes you out of $175 million and you have nothing. Who's going to be able to maintain your lifestyle for you? A billionaire.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you today?
Hey, great, Liz. What do you want to say about rich women and richer men?
Well, I mean, I know at least in my life, I prefer to make equal the money or more than the man. And that's specifically so that I can feel like I'm contributing financially to that relationship. Mm-hmm. And like you said, if God forbid something were to happen to our relationship, I'm not all of a sudden out on the street because I was dependent on a man.
Right. I totally agree with you. I'm the same exact way. I feel like I'll always be like that because I would rather rely on myself than anyone else.
Right. Okay. But again, Janet Jackson, I mean, we're not saying don't make money. Absolutely make money. And Janet Jackson will probably never be out on the street unless it's a street that she owns and she's doing like a music video in it.
No, but you said all women want to date dudes that are richer than them, and that's not necessarily the case.
But I think it is, because even though you want to be able to take care of yourself, you still want a man that can take care of you, right?
I don't. No.
I like a man who can take care of me emotionally.
Yeah.
But financially, that's not nearly as important to me.
But that's a lot of where emotion comes from. I mean, if you're financially secure, then you're not, you know, emotionally you feel safe as well. If you know that you're always on the brink of, like, disaster financially, you're going to be stressed and angry and all that kind of stuff.
Also true.
Yeah, I know. Hey, thanks for calling, Liz. We really appreciate it. Jessica from the Beaches, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Great, Jessica. What'd you want to say?
I just thought it was kind of funny as I was driving and thinking, you know, I don't know how to describe it best, but men just get a lot. It seems like they get away with a lot. They get so much more in general. And I think potentially me making more than my husband or a woman making more than her husband is just one little notch on our side of the list. I don't see why on earth you would want your husband to make more money. That's just one more piece of control he's got.
Is your husband really controlling?
No. No.
Because he doesn't have any money.
Exactly.
All right. Look, okay. Here's the thing. If a guy's controlling, he's going to be controlling if he has money or not.
Right, exactly.
Look at Mel B's husband.
Yeah.
That guy was controlling, and he was like a loser, dirtbag, had no money.
I know.
Also
a
psycho.
Piece of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, if she were with a billionaire, probably none of that would have happened to her.
Why? Well, the money doesn't mean he'll be any less of a piece of crap. It actually means he'll be more of a piece of crap, probably.
Oh, come on. There's no... Name one billionaire piece of crap.
Oh, there's probably lots of them.
I guarantee...
I don't know very many billionaires, but...
All my billionaire friends? Nicest people you've ever met.
Oh, yeah?
Nicest people you've ever... I've never actually met them yet, but we're tight.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.